I pray that I may speak in the name and to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. That gospel reading was all about prayer, about persisting, persevering, being patient in our prayers, like that widow going back day after day to petition, to intercede, to ask for justice, keeping on in her requests. Can you have a think about someone you'd like to pray for? Someone you could commit to praying for patiently, enduringly, day by day. Someone you want to pray for the long haul, for the long term. And maybe it'll take a while to see how those prayers are answered. Hold that person in your minds and thoughts. We'll come back to them. But I'm hoping one or two folk this morning might have thought of Alan as the person they wanted to pray for and keep praying for as the months and years roll on. Alex and Francesca, it would be lovely if you could come and join me so we can have a little look at Alan and find out a bit about him. Here he is. Can you tell me just a word or two about this little boy and who he is and what he's like?
Well, this is Alan, and he's brought a lot of joy to our hearts. He's a very friendly little man. He loves being around people, and he loves nature as well. He really loves his trees.
And he loves music as well. He likes being sung to and listening to music.
Beautiful, so much that he's already enjoying. And Alex, you said he brought joy to you. Are there other words, Francesca, of what Alan's coming into your life has brought?
It's just made our life much richer, I think.
Wonderful. So much to give thanks for. We want to encourage you to pray for Alan, not just here at his baptism, but as he journeys through life. And at St. Michael's, we give baptism parents a little fridge magnet, just in case they ever need reminding to pray for their child. And it says, "Loving God, bless my child today." There was blessing in our first reading, the blessing that Jacob received after his praying, his kind of struggling and striving with God. Mum and Dad, what might blessing look like for Alan, do you think? What would you like to see as blessings for God to pour upon him as the years go by? What would a blessed life be for your son? Any thoughts?
We're very grateful for so many people having shown up and come to join us for his christening. And I think for everyone to continue being involved in Alan's life would be a blessing for us.
A life that's shared with all of these people and many more, that could be a blessing for him. Any thoughts, Alex? Good things for Alex in his life, for Alan in his life. What would you like to pray for and ask for?
I would hope that the three of us can enjoy a long life together, and that we can go through our journey as a unit, and as we face life together, really.
That unity of life and togetherness and facing all of the things good and sometimes challenging that life can bring. And that really brings me back to that theme of prayer. Praying for Alan can be a great joy, a great thanksgiving. At times, it might be demanding and require some persevering. But we'd urge you to trust that those prayers, trust that that love is meaningful and brings blessing. And a word for the godparents. I don't know if you've received these yet, but you're going to get a little card about your role as godparent. And you too get a fridge magnet that says, "Loving God, bless my godchild today." And perhaps that can be particularly important for the godparents, because you may be many, many miles away and not see Alan as much as you'd love to, as much as you'd like to. But you can pray, and that can be a connection and a real powerful expression of love as the years go by. But we pray too that Alan will, Alan will come to understand all about prayer himself, and that some of the things that we do this day will be shared with him and taught, because we're going to give him a candle as a sign of God's light. And that's something that can inspire us to pray. Yes, it's bright, it's shiny, it's captivating, like God. We hope that Alan will always know that light and turn to it if he needs warmth or comfort or direction in his prayers. We're going to pour some water upon him. We're going to baptize him in the waters of grace, the waters of mercy. And we'll pray that he'll come to understand and hear about his baptism and know what God has done for you, Alan, that you can always turn to him for that grace and mercy in your prayers. If ever anything goes slightly wrong, if you're like me, you'll make the odd mistake, young man, but always know that that mercy, that grace is there when you turn to God in prayer. And so finally, in just a few minutes now, actually, we'll make the sign of the cross, that powerful Christian symbol. And this is to inspire us in prayer, because it says that Jesus went even to the darkest places of our world, the darkest experiences of human life. He went there out of love and out of grace for us. And the cross is empty because he rose again. He overcame all the bad stuff. He rose to eternal resurrection life. And that can inspire us to pray in the hope that we can share that too. So all these signs and symbols for Alan to learn about and understand. And I pray that they inspire us too, as we think again of those people we brought to our hearts and minds, and commit to praying for them and persevering in that work. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.